This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Enjoying Kelly and Company on a Friday afternoon here on AMI Audio. If you want to check out Kelly Co's past episodes or maybe revisit some of today's conversation, visit your favorite podcasting platform and search for Kelly and Company. You can, of course, rate, review, and subscribe to the show as well. And we have today's show out in full format as well as in segmented format. That might be a little bit easier for you to share. Danielle McLaughlin did the vanity card for today, and what you share, Danielle? Was it a story?
I was just talking about doing my Pilates every morning and the difficulty that I had this particular morning because of what I had for breakfast. I won't go further. You'll have to listen.
Yeah, it's the tease for today's vanity card.
That's
so
it.
Intriguing. So intriguing. I love it.
Well, what we also love is the Chatty Bookshelf. And today on the Chatty Bookshelf, we're going to talk all things audiobooks with our friend Ryan Huey.
Who knew an entire library could fit inside your pocket? My name is Ryan Huey. This is the Chatty Bookshelf, and we talk all things audiobooks.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Hey guys, happy new year. I'm sorry. You got to warn a guy about something. Like you were just teasing your Pilates story. I'm howling over here, so I apologize.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. You know, Ryan, every time we talk with you, I think I need to discuss this with you. I don't know if you know that my husband's first name is Huley, and I always thought it would be really interesting if you guys got together with, you know, brothers, Huli Huli. That would really be great, you know. But anyway, that's just an aside. I thought that would be a wonderful way of, you know, getting all that Irish together, right?
That's really interesting because, myself quickly, just I have 8 other friends and all of their first names are Ryan. So growing up, we all within a year or two of each other. So we had to call each other by last name, right? Because, you know, we're at, you know, Ryan number one's house. The mom's like, Ryan, come upstairs. 9 of us come coming upstairs. It's like, oh, hey, what did you call me? You know? So it's really funny when people say that. And you'd be surprised how many times I thought my name was kind of easy, but it's like I get called Hoody, Hooli. Like, it's really fun. That's one of the common ones where people just add an L in there. So it's really, really, that's funny.
That is funny. One time somebody introduced Huli and they heard George. I don't know how that happened, but he said, George? No, it's Huli. But anyway, on that happy note, this past week has been really interesting. Are you going to tell us a bit about iRobot?
Really interesting. So I had to actually cut back on the amount of things I wanted to talk about this week because it was just, I know we say this every year, but 2022 is going to be the year of the audiobook. But I just couldn't believe that in the first week, there was a new story popping up every day. And that's quite typical, but there was 3 or 4 that I wanted to cover for each day. And I'm like, oh, Ryan, you're going to have to choose here. But obviously, near and dear to my heart, January 2nd is National Science Fiction Day. Tons of lists. Tons of everything, lots of giveaways that went on, and they're still happening this day because they wanted to end it on Sunday, trying to turn it into a week, which I would love. And all this to celebrate on January 2nd, Isaac Asimov's birthday, who is a prolific science fiction writer. And he wrote, of course, iRobot, which was turned into the blockbuster hit, you know, starring Will Smith. Hopefully you guys have all seen it because it's one of my favorites. For good reason, but I just wanted to make mention of this day to check out all of the socials, all of the publications, everything, because come over to the dark side, to the science fiction side, you'll see why it's my favorite. There's some really good titles out there, and you know what? They're either on sale or being given away. So it's really awesome. And it's I notice a lot of ebooks. So for your ebook fans out there, a lot of the ebook stuff is being given away, or it's like 50 cents. Kind of thing. Like, it's like, here's the ebook for 50 cents for today only or tomorrow only kind of thing. So it's really, really cool. And what a way to start off 2022 with a bunch of different giveaways there too. So it's really, really great to check out.
I guess if you're reading iRobot or some other science fiction, if you've got the automated voice, it's not so bad because it seems to be relevant to what it is you're reading. Yeah.
But what's really interesting is the narration's fantastic. There's a couple versions out there. So the one version, I believe it's Blackstone that put it out. They have a really good narrator, but I picture Will Smith. I can't picture the character they're describing in the, like, it's just like, oh.
That's what happens when you watch the movie first, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I know. But just a really great, day for science fiction and the love of all science fiction lovers out there. So it's great. That was my number one story for sure. And for a good reason, because I'm a big science fiction geek.
Wonderful. Okay, well, totally. What's another cool thing to watch for in early 2022?
This is awesome. So doesn't matter what Audible site you subscribe to, whether it's .ca, .com, .uk, all of them are in the midst, and you might have even received your email already because some have went out. But what they're doing is calculating all of your reading statistics. And it's not just your typical, oh, you read 5 books this year, or you read 5,000 books. So I guess you should say listening. You listen to 5,000 books, right? They go really in depth. They give you some really cool stats. And it's like, hey, you listen to this many words by this narrator and this many words by that narrator. And it's really, really cool. They compare this year to last year. If you were a subscriber, they say how many books you've read, how many total words, how many total chapters, how many books of this genre or that genre. It's absolutely in depth. Like I got mine and I'm still going through it. And I think I'm like halfway through. I think it's like, oh, you're on page, 22 of 40 of all the statistics. It's really cool. Ah. And some of them are really interesting. And what I like about it is that they give you, oh, you've completed 55% of this Audible badge. So try this year, to get your, 50% or whatever you need into, to get the badge, and it'll display on your Audible app. So I'm kind of looking at, I really want my Audible app to, be bright. So I want it to have all the badges, but I don't think I'll get some of them. Some of them are really, really crazy. Like there's one that's like, oh, I sat and listened for 10 hours straight. They call it the, you listen to in one sitting, the at least 10 hours or more. And I'm like, 10 hours. I'm like, that's half the time I'm awake in a day. I'm like, I don't know that I could, that's a lot.
Don't let that
time,
stop
right?
you, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, doesn't it feel a little invasive to have something know that much about your reading habits?
Personally,
I
love
it. Sounds like screen time to me.
Yeah,
I don't know who came out with the idea first, but it's very similar, actually. Like, hey, here's your weekly stats for this.
You spent 2.5 days on WhatsApp this last 3 days.
Right?
You
know, like, yeah.
Don't tell me that stuff.
But it's really funny because I don't feel bad about the Audible. It's like, hey, you read 15 hours this week. It's like, okay, here you go, Mom. Look, I read 15 hours this week. Like, how can you not be proud, right? It's kind of thing. Yeah. It's educational, right? So it's
right.
Give me back my phone or my tablet. Yeah. It's really cool.
I want to say, though, I think that we need to get Sela and Nels and public libraries to do similar things, because my Audible stats are not going to be accurate enough, because I've also used all these other platforms, taking pieces out of all the cakes. And so I need more than Audible to crunch the numbers for me, or I'm definitely not willing to do it on my own.
Well, that's it. And you have to, right? Because even I used a couple of different platforms as well. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, it says I read this many books, but I don't think that's quite the number. So, take it with a grain of salt, right? But what's really cool is if you are now that this is kind of an older thing, but I haven't touched on it before. But if you're buying audiobooks from the Apple Store, you can actually listen to them in the Audible app, and it counts towards these stats. So you just have to kind of, you can't stream it. You have to actually download it to the device. You can kind of listen in there, and that's really cool. But again, I mean, those are probably not the only two you're using. So you have to kind of like you said, either do it on your own or somebody needs to crunch the numbers, or we need to get everybody on board with one kind of tracking app if that's your thing. But I would love to know the real number of what I listen to. And then just one more final thing on like tracking and doing things. Make sure you, for all you Goodreads users out there for the social media platform, update your 2022 reading challenge. I said I'd do 52 books this year. I did one a week. Kept it easy. We'll see if I can meet that goal, and you can follow others and feel free to follow mine if you guys want to out there.
Very cool. Also, all the stuff for Canada Reads is out too, so get a head start on those, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, now more good news to share.
I know we keep talking about partnerships and it seems like there's a new one every single day, but this one was really cool because it goes back a long, long way. So this one is between Blackstone and a company called Weird Tales, T-A-L-E-S. And this is a magazine, and it started to be released in 1923. And they put out so many issues, but it was print. It was all print. It's always been print, and they don't even really do emails. It's still just all kind of print. But now they're doing a partnership with Blackstone Audio. They're going to try and re-release all of the issues dated all the way back to 1923 in audio format. And going forward, they're going to release them one a week on like all of their new ones going forward in audio format. So they're making it a little bit more accessible for everyone. And this is interesting because why Weird Tales was started is back in 1923, publishers didn't want to publish really bizarre stories, and they don't even seem bizarre. They're just normal. This is what we read. Oh, a murder story or this story or that story kind of thing nowadays. But back then it was like the most bizarre tales aren't going to be published, so we're going to publish them in this newsletter. And it actually led to a lot of the author's works getting picked up and becoming really, really famous. Like even Stephen King's had a couple of things way back in the day in there. And then we all know how big Stephen King is now. So this is really cool. And it's giving it an audio kind of format. It didn't say where these are going to be posted or found yet, as they're still kind of working their way through all of the details. But I just think it's fantastic that they're putting it out in audio, because audio is so popular, not even just amongst the blind community, but amongst the whole reading community at this point.
That's really something. So all of the editions of the magazine all the way back to its beginning, that sounds like an awful lot of material. Any idea of how much material that will be?
There's a ton. And what they said is they didn't really give too many real numbers, but what they said is they're not going to do it in order. They're going to go back and do some of the most read or the best picked up kind of stories and issues and start with those. So it might be, okay, here's one from 1965, and then here's another one from 2011 kind of thing. So they're going to go back and sort of do all these. And then eventually the goal is, they didn't give a time frame either, but the goal is to have every single one in this audio library and available to everybody. And it's kind of, if you subscribe, you can get them a little bit quicker, but they are kind of posted to a bunch of different social media platforms. They said at the moment what they have released, but they said they're trying to figure out like a dedicated mode to get these to the people that want to listen to them instead of read them through the print article.
And they're recording like novels or other things along with what's already archived?
So they have a little bit of a novel and audiobook sort of catalog, and they're going to, be releasing those as well. But that's a new thing within like the past, let's say, 9 months. So there's not too much there. I'm curious though, because if they're into the bizarre stories, I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to release, because it's usually the most crazy, outlandish stories out there that do the best, right? So I'm kind of curious to see what they come up with, because even when you go to their website, like if there's a big like logo at the top, and it's like, oh, bizarre stories and the weirdest of the weird and that sort of thing. So I'm curious to see where they go with it.
Well, this sounds like an awful lot of fun. Thank you so much for letting us know about both of these important issues and things that we can get a hold of. Thank you, and take care, Ryan.
Of course. Everyone across Canada, stay warm out there. Take care, guys.
Yes. Ryan Huey joins us every Friday to talk audiobooks on the Chatty Bookshelf.
Stick around. We're going to be revisiting conversations from the past week on Cut for Time after this break on Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.